I feel like maybe I should do like voice warm-ups or something before I do these. Maybe not, though, because I just don't have the patience. TBH. My voice is really deep right now, right? I feel like it sounds deep. But I think it's just like that because I'm just actually pretty tired. So I just love, for some reason, to fit my recordings in like right around midnight or even later or maybe a little bit earlier. But I'm definitely like a late night worker. Not like a sex worker. I'm not a sex worker. But like, I like to work on my projects in the middle of the night for some reason. I think it's because everyone is asleep. And so it's like my true alone time, because I can be alone in my room, obviously, but I can still kind of like sense everyone else, or like I know that there are other people in the world like doing things. And I know people do things at night too. Obviously, I'm being an example of one, but I'm just saying, like, when the majority of people are asleep, I feel like I can do what I want to do, which is do this podcast right now. Hi, how are you? This is Erica, and this is Fat and Sad. Season 3, episode 2. That's where we are in my life right now. Season 3, episode 2. So get with it. Catch up if you need to. But, I also wanted to tell you that I am on high alert, even though that was me turning my head, because I'm on high alert because I just saw a roach in this room, not a weed roach either, a fucking cockroach. I always say cockroach, but it's spelled cockroach, which is like, why is it called that? But yeah, I just like saw one of those, like, dude, I don't have the patience. Like, I'm tired. Like, I just don't have the patience to, like, deal with that right now. Like, no, yeah, like, I just, like, don't want to deal with it because I saw it, like, scurry by and I tried to kill it because that's where I am now. That's where I am now. When I see them, if I can, I fucking kill them. Because, like, fuck it. Game on, bitch. You wanna come in my room, you're gonna die. So that's what happens now. But I saw it earlier, and the reason why I'm, like, turning my head is so I can peek over and just, like, make sure that it's not there. So sorry. If you can tell that I am turning my head every once in a while throughout this episode. But I mean, yeah, I decided while I was like writing in my notebook right before I started doing this that the theme of this episode, and I know they don't usually have a theme. This is a little bit more organized than usual. Maybe an improvement. We'll see. Time will tell. But I was actually thinking that maybe the theme for this episode can be secrets and goals, because okay, so we just went through eclipse season, which unveiled a lot of shit to me. Like, I feel like I can see things now that maybe I couldn't see before. But it also made me take a look at some of my secrets that I have. And so I just kind of maybe wanted to share some of my secrets just so I can feel less... I'm not saying I'm, like, ashamed of all of these secrets, but, like, some of them maybe, yeah. So maybe just to kind of help lessen that, I can maybe process it a little bit. So, secrets and goals, because yesterday was the second Cancer new moon of 2020, and new moons are about beginnings. It's one of the most common phrases that you'll hear around a new moon, is that they're about beginnings. So so I decided that's why we would add the goals part, so that way it can kind of be my little new moon manifestation project, but like fit it into a podcast episode, so I can also be kind of like held accountable. Because if I just make them my own private goals, then like I will be less likely to follow through. So if I talk about them on the podcast, then it'll make me feel like maybe I should follow through with them a little bit more than before. So yeah, so secrets and goals. Okay, so secret number one. I have a problem with collecting like items, mostly clothing, like on my bed, and then it just stays there. And then it just keeps accumulating into a bigger fucking pile as time goes on, until I'm like, oh shit, I should do something about that. And it's a problem that like I have been trying to fix, and I try to like, it's just cause like okay, let me explain the situation. I'm sleeping on a king size bed right now, and it's fucking huge. Like, a king size bed is like excessively large for like a person that's under 5.5 feet. Like, I mean, maybe just under 6 foot. Like, it's like a king size bed is like really fucking big, actually. So, and that's because when I moved back into my dad's house, this was like the bed that was already in the room, and it's like a fucking huge ass bed, so like why the fuck would I take it out? And yeah, so my futon is just like, my dad is using my futon right now. But so yeah, I'm sleeping on a king size bed, and I know that sounds like entitled, I guess, to complain about sleeping on a king size bed. No, but like I'm grateful, it's comfortable, like it's nice, I like it. In the sense that I can fall asleep on it and it's comfortable, but the size of it is just excessively too big. So it fills up like most of the room, or like there isn't, I just have other furniture, like I have a desk and other kind of shelves, like, or like whatever, like along the walls of the room, but the center of the room is just the big ass fucking bed. So I don't have, I feel like, a place to put the stuff that I put on my bed. Like, it's kind of, it's mostly like clothes that I've worn once and that like I want to, that it's like still okay to like rewear. So that's kind of like the spot where I put them. And then I also will put like my backpack that I like bring with me when I go to work, and like whatever kind of like stuff I had with me during the day, I'll just like put it on the edge of the bed because like it's fucking huge and there isn't really any other place that I have designated to put those things. So I just put stuff down on the corner of the bed, and then eventually it becomes more and more and more and more and more. And then it's not till I actually feel like it's affecting me, like my space where I'm sleeping, until it's like I can feel it from there, I won't even care that it's there, because like I don't give a shit, I don't feel it when I'm sleeping. But once I can kind of like, okay, like feel it, I'm like, oh shit, I should do something about that. But like, it takes a while, I ain't gonna lie, it takes a while. So that's like a secret I feel like I have, because I guess I'm kind of like I'm not like a hoarder, but like I have problems getting rid of stuff. Like somehow I just like end up with a lot of stuff, and I think it's because I have a shopping addiction. That's probably why. Actually, I have a shopping addiction. So maybe that's the next secret. Is that the next secret? Did we just figure that out together? See, this is why I have to do these types of like conversations with myself or someone, but right now just myself, so I can figure things out. So yeah, this is a secret number two. I have a shopping addiction. And it's leading me to be in a room that is too small for all my shit, because I am trying to exist with what was a studio apartment's worth of things in one room now. So I have too much shit, and I still buy shit because shopping, quote, makes me happy. It gets me high, you know? Like, I feel like it's making me happy, like, in the moment when I buy the thing. Like, I get that little rush of like, oh, fuck yeah, I just bought something. Like, oh, yes. But it's not gonna keep me happy in the long run, right? No, obviously not. So maybe we could somehow tie the shopping thing into the goals, into the next section. So yeah, I think that's kind of, well, that'll be like, that. We're gonna move on, basically, is what I'm gonna say. So, next secret. Oh, I wrote down, I sing and dance all the time when I'm alone. Like, all the time. Like, all the time. Like, people who know me would probably be surprised. Maybe? I don't know. I don't know how people perceive me at this point anymore. But yeah, I cannot stop myself from singing and dancing constantly, like, when I'm alone. Like, the way that I get ready for work, or I guess like get ready for my day, is like the time from like when I get out of the shower to like whenever I'm like done and like ready to leave the house is just like music, and I'm just like singing along to it, and I'm like dancing as I'm like changing, and I'm like naked, like half naked, just like like until I'm like fully formed and ready, just like constantly. I mean, you can't see me right now, but nonstop motion. And I just realized that, like, I love doing that so much. Like, and it makes me happy just to, like, sing and dance by myself. And I should be aware of, like, how much happiness that actually does bring me. And maybe try to, like, incorporate it more into my life, which would mean doing it not in private, like when people can see me, which is kind of like, that's like nerve-wracking to me, because I hate to be watched. I like hate to be observed. I'm not really sure what that's about, but it's just like a huge anxiety for me. Like, if I know that someone is watching me, I get like performance anxiety, and I like get like clammy, and I get like and I can't do like what I was doing when I thought that I was not being watched or whatever. You know, it doesn't come out of like a genuine place anymore. It feels like too self-aware or too self-conscious, and like, and then I just, like, clam up. I, like, ball up, and I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. So, yeah, I want to try to be more open about having fun with dancing and singing and being a little more performative and being okay with that. So, that's why... Oh, I guess that's also a goal, too. Oh my god, this is working out so well. Okay, I'm gonna try to remember that, and I'm gonna bring that up again when I'm talking about my goals later. So, yeah. Let's go to the next secret. Let's see. What did I write? Oh, this one is just kind of funny, because, like, I don't know, maybe it'll make someone laugh. But I am a picky sleeper, and I sleep with like a million pillows because I have to sleep in like specific positions. So I need like a million pillows to kind of like keep my body in the way that I want to sleep. So so that's kind of like a weird little secret that no one really knows. I mean, Kevin, my friend Kevin, who's been on one of the episodes, and I talk about him all the time, he is the only one that I kind of like jokingly said something like that to, but I mean, I don't think anyone else would know that. So that's one of my secrets. So, like, the area on my bed that, like, isn't covered by, like, other shit has pillows on it. So, so I have, like, one of those, like, big-ass, like, U-shaped pillows. I think when I bought it, it was, like, called a pregnancy pillow. But, like, you don't have to be pregnant to use it, obviously. So, I have one of those huge ass U pillows. I have like two, like just like the standard kind of like long body pillow. And then I have a bunch of just, or like not a bunch, just like three, like other regular standard pillows, because I sleep on my side. So I kind of sleep like in the middle of like the U, and then I just like use the other like pillows to like build a nest, if you will, like around me, so I can sleep comfortably like on my side, so I have like pillows on both sides of me. This is like feels really embarrassing to like tell, but yeah, so need the pillows on like both sides of me, like front and back, so I can like lay on my side and it's comfortable. And then I need like a pillow between my like legs because I'd hate when my knees are like touching or close, like when it's like so not comfortable. Like I feel like my skeleton is like collapsing like on itself. Like I can feel my mortality becomes more evident to me as I feel the skeleton within me, if that makes sense. Like, which is how I can feel when I'm laying on my side and my knees are like on each other. I just like don't like that. So I have to sleep with a million pillows. And if I am not in like a comfortable position, then like I won't stay asleep and I will just not sleep. And that kind of sucks. And I mean, I think there are also other reasons why I don't really get comfortable sleep, like living here specifically. I'm not really gonna get into that right now, but I'm sure those also affect me too. But like to help myself like stay asleep, like fall asleep and stay asleep, I have to sleep like very specifically. So that includes the pillows. And then sometimes I also have to use like earplugs if I feel like I'm hearing a noise that is like bothering me because I'm like a light sleeper. So like noises will wake me up. So sometimes if I need to, I have to wear earplugs. And then also sometimes if I feel like I need to, then I need to wear like an eye mask or something that works like an eye mask. I've learned is, but like it can't really do it. And like when it's super, super hot, it's like if you sleep with like something with a hood on and then you put the hood on and like you pull it down over your eyes, like while you're sleeping, that's kind of like an eye mask effect. So, so yeah, sometimes I also have to sleep with like an eye covering thing because just like the light is just like, you know, affecting me too much. So, yeah. So that's another secret. I'm a picky sleeper, so I have to sleep very specifically. Are any of you guys like that? Do any of you guys do any of those things? If you do, please let me know. I would like to know. I would like to feel like I'm not alone, or I'm not the only weirdo that does stuff like that. So, okay. So what else? Oh, this is actually my last secret that I wrote, and it's kind of a more personal and vulnerable and a little more serious. I guess it is serious. One, and okay, I'll just say it. Okay, so there are pregnant women at my work, and it's like, you know, it's like they all just kind of like recently became pregnant, or like when we came back, whatever. Pregnant women. I'm working with pregnant women now, and it's like a few. It's like more than two, or I think. So, and the whole like secret part of it, that's not a secret, obviously, but like the secret part of it is that it's kind of making me feel weird. Like, and I guess I'm still kind of figuring out what exactly I'm feeling, but it does make me feel kind of weird, like about myself, not about them, but like seeing people around me get pregnant is just kind of making me think about myself and if I want to get pregnant and when that would be and like if it would ever happen again. And like I am not, I'm just kind of like, you know, going through my feelings with that, because just some background, like if you haven't listened to the episode, or I don't know how many times I've referenced this, I know I've talked about it once, but I've had 3 abortions in my life from ages 18 to 22, or like I think the third one I had was like right before I turned 22. So yeah, I had 3 abortions like in my around age 20, and it kind of fucked me up, like about mothering, you know, like because like I went through it and I really didn't process it for like a while, and I guess I'm still kind of processing that. And just to be seeing like pregnant women like everywhere is kind of like, it's like what is this supposed to mean? Like, because like it's not just like I'm seeing pregnant women at my work, like the ones specifically that I work with. It's been like a thing that has been like coming into my awareness for like months now. At this point, kind of like everywhere I look, it's like some form of like a, it's a pregnant woman, or it's like some other type of representation of like fertility, or something that kind of like implies like, I don't know, just like mother. It's just been a constant like thing that's been coming up for me, basically what I'm saying. So to like see it at work every day now, and like it's like multiple people, that it's like harder for me to not think about my relationship with the idea of being pregnant and having a child. It's like, do I want that? Because like, because I would tell myself that I don't, or that like I didn't want that, but now I'm starting to feel like I might want that, and I kind of don't even want to admit it, because I don't want to admit that I do want that, and then what if it doesn't happen? You know, that would make me like, okay, so, yeah, I don't know, it just makes me feel, makes me feel like I need to confront this shit, because, like, it's fucking confronting me, like, you know, and, like, when I was working at the store of, like, during COVID times, I was seeing pregnant women, like, everywhere. Like, all the women in the store were pregnant all of a sudden, like, and it was just like, dude, what the fuck is all this? Like, it just felt like the universe was, like, trying to tell me to, like, deal with it, or, like, you need to look at this now. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know if I want to. but I guess I have to. I mean, especially if I'm saying that I might want to eventually get pregnant and have a kid, then yeah, I should probably start thinking about my issues with this. But it's just like so much to think about that it gets me so overwhelmed that I just like, I'm like, no. No, like I just go back to that whole like, I'm just not even gonna have any. Fuck it. No. Like, cause it is connected to like being in a romantic relationship, and like that's also something that I'm like, do I want to have one of those? Do I want to have one of those? I don't know. I mean, eventually, maybe. But I'm just being a scaredy ass baby bitch, dude. Yeah, I'm basically realizing that I'm just being, like, afraid. I'm just being afraid of, like, having another romantic relationship that is, like, serious. Like, serious to the point of, like, having a kid. 'Cause, like, I mean, that sounds nice. It does. Like, it sounds, that sounds nice. But it's like so much, you know, like, 'cause like they're not easy, and like obviously having a kid is not easy, so it's like, do I want to go forward with these things that are like gonna cause me a lot of pain and like a lot of like effort from me? I don't know. I don't know. It's just like a lot to think about and a lot to consider. Because like I do like just kind of like being on my own, I guess, like I have my family in terms of like, you know, my parents and my sister, and I have like a beautiful best friend that I love to death, and like that's good. Like that's good. Like I have a lot of love in my life, like just from that, and I'm happy with that. But like, do I want more than that? And like, can that even happen? I don't know. So God, I'm fucking crying again. Well, it was a Cancer new moon, so I guess makes sense. Yeah, I guess that's just me being scared of all that shit. 'Cause, like, I know now that, like, I can't control shit. You know, like, whatever is gonna happen is gonna happen. And so, like, things would be rough if I, like, I mean, I guess things would be rough regardless, right? Like, life is fucking hard no matter what. So so there's that. So yeah, fucking pregnant women at work make me feel this weird shit. But I don't want to look at, or I don't want to deal with, but hello, I have to deal with it. Yeah. So that's my little journal entry on that. And maybe we'll close it right there on the secrets. Yeah, let's take a break and then we'll come back and we'll do goals. All right? All right. Okay, be right back. Oh my God. I think this might be the longest episode I have ever done in my entire life of podcasting. So this is going to be amazing. Okay, so goals. I'm going to say that these goals are to be completed within 6 months' time. Uh-oh, I need to put the pen down. Sorry, guys. So within 6 months, I want to complete these goals, all right? So what's the first one? The first one is to complete my holistic health coach training program. Because if you guys remember, I think I had mentioned it. If you don't, it's okay. But I'm actually enrolled in a health coach training program. It is an online program with the school IIN, Institute of Integrative Nutrition. I've enrolled in a health coaching program. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I cannot fucking talk right now. It's probably because it's like 1 a.m. But anyways, so I'm enrolled in their health coach training program, and I've been enrolled in it since the beginning of the year, since January. And I'm like supposed to be like halfway through it, but I'm not. I am like, okay, so there, I think we're on like module 23, and that's where like everyone is, the main part, or like where we're supposed to be, module 23, and I'm on module 12. And I think there's like 40 or 50 modules total. So however far that is, that's how far I am. But I should be done by the end of the year, if I can do it. That's when it's supposed to be done. Like, if I can do it in the amount that you're supposed to do it in, I should be done by the end of the year. So I'm gonna make that happen. I am not caught up right now at this moment as we speak, but I do plan to get caught up. And I plan to complete the program and have my certificate and like do whatever I need to do, like pass these certain tests or whatever. So that's gonna happen. So I'm gonna make sure that happens. It's gonna require a lot of discipline from me because I'm really bad at just like doing shit when I'm supposed to do it. Like, I just put things off forever. And I just procrastinate till the fucking end of time. So a lot of my work, I'm just like, oh, I'll just like do that later. Like, I'll take a day off and then I'll like do more of it. And blah, 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 blah. Whatever. I just like make all these excuses. And when I like do make myself a schedule like to follow, like I'm like, okay, so this time in the morning, I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna do 2 hours of schoolwork. Yeah, that doesn't happen because I just will be like, oh, I'm just going to stay asleep. Or like, oh, I'm just going to not do that because I'm like not disciplined enough to follow my own fucking plan. And like, what is that about? Why is that so hard for me? So yeah, that's a challenge that I have made into a goal, and I'm gonna complete it. I'm telling you now. Okay, so next goal, what is it? Begin the process of paying off my debt by paying off one bill fully, completely gone, away. Get that shit out of here. Throw it away. Rip up the paper because we're done with it. It's done. Like, I have like a few bills that are like bills I was supposed to pay like a while ago and I just never did it. And so now they're like debt collectors calling me every once in a while, like trying to get this shit. And like in the moment, I'm always just like, no, like I don't want to pay that right now. Because I have a shopping addiction, if you remember. And so I just would rather buy shit. And so I just like don't pay stuff off. And then it just is like there. And then they go and they put it on your fucking credit score. And my credit score is not that great just because of stuff like that. And I have decided that I want to buy my own fucking house, like, soon-ish, like, you know, maybe in, like, 5 to 10 years or something like that. Like, I want my own house, period. Duh. My house, my fucking house, my house. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I gotta fucking fix up that credit score. We all know. It's like one of those harsh realities that like I didn't want to think about for so long, for so much of my life. Like my dad would always be like, you don't want your credit score to go get bad. You don't want that. He doesn't talk like me. He doesn't say like shit and whatever, but he says, he's basically like, you know, you don't want your credit score to get fucked up. And I'm all like, I don't care. I'm gonna do whatever I want. That's me. And so like now my fucking credit score is like, it's not like completely bad, but it's not great. It's not good. And it needs to be better if I want to buy a fucking house. So we need to work on that. So that needs to get some attention. And I'm going to start by just making sure that I can at least just pay like one thing off within 6 months and then go from there. It's honestly not that hard. I could probably do more, but just make sure that something happens. At least one by the end of the year will be gone. So that's another one. And this is like, so the next one is also like a financial goal. And this one is to save $1,000 and then put it in a high yield savings account, so it can accumulate interest faster or at a better rate or whatever. Need to do more research about that shit still also on my own time. But yeah, save $1,000 because I'll be honest with you, I don't have that right now. I really hardly have money saved. I do every once in a while, but I usually spend it on something. So I do live paycheck to paycheck because I'm a compulsive spender and I get high off of it. So it's like hard for me to control, but it is why. I know that. So yeah, I want to accumulate some savings by the end of the year so I can be a grown up and so I can be a big girl with my big girl pants and my big girl shoes and my big girl wallet and bank account. You know? So that needs to happen. Also, $1,000 by the end of the year. High yield savings account. Okay? All right. What's next? This one is more like a self-care goal, and that is to give myself a haircut because I need to. Because right now my hair is just a formless blob on my head, and it doesn't have like a specific shape. It's just like very layered because it's a grown out like pixie cut. Like it was a short haircut that I cut for myself just like with my hands like behind my head with scissors, you know? Like it wasn't even is what I'm saying. And so it's a grown out uneven haircut, and my ends are like getting kind of like scraggly and more coarse, you know, because they've been there longer, and it just needs a refresh. It needs a reshape, you know. We need to trim off the crusties on the edges and like get those out of there, and then, you know, have an actual form to the haircut because, well, yeah, it's nothing right now. It's just, I don't even know. I don't even want to describe it. But basically, I need to give myself a haircut. And I usually do cut my own hair. And I was wearing my hair short for like a very long time, so I would just give myself haircuts using like clippers and just like scissors, you know, like combined. But now that I'm growing my hair out, it seems like it's just a job for scissors, and I'm just like really lazy about thinking about using scissors like on my own hair and just kind of like the physicalities of that, and I just have not attempted like usually in the amount of time that when I would give myself a haircut. Like I've just been neglecting it basically, so I need to do something about that. And like, I mean, obviously I'm not gonna get my hair cut by like anyone else during this time, because no thanks. And ever since I went through cosmetology school, I really just can't come to terms with paying a lot for a haircut. I'm just not gonna do it because I paid a shit ton of money for cosmetology school, and I'm not gonna pay for another fucking haircut, like, ever. No, that's like, I can't, I eventually have to fucking pay someone to cut my hair at some point. But like, still, I'm just saying, like, I would rather, if I can avoid paying for a haircut, I'm gonna do it. So that's what I've been doing, and I need to do it again, because I need to clean myself up, because I'm actually going through like a rebirthing of like my physical, how I dress and stuff like that, like how I, yeah, I guess like my wardrobe. Like I'm kind of doing a rebranding of myself, I guess, because like I've just like been feeling like I'm not the same person that I was a little while ago. So I kind of want to reflect that in the way that I am dressing and stuff. So, oh shit. Sorry, the mic is like started sliding because I want you to know what kind of a setup this is. The setup is so pro that it is me sitting on my king size bed full of pillows and shit, and I'm sitting with the mic propped up on a plastic crate, a small plastic crate that is on top of a box of Epsom salts. So that's how pro we are over here. To where the mic will just slide off because it is not on a level surface, because that's how we do shit here. Yeah. That's it. I think I'm just gonna leave it right there because it's 1 in the morning now, and I think this episode is long enough. So thank you for listening. I love you as always. And if you want to email me anything at all, the email is in the description. It is fatandsadpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I'll put my Instagram in the description, even though I fucking kind of hate that app. We all kind of hate that app, right? But like, we use it. So yeah, whatever. I'll just put my handle in there if you want to follow me, just in case. And be well, be safe, be as safe as you can be, you know? And just know that I love you. And that's it. And I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.